Welcome back to the podcast. Why? I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy, your trusted friend in podcasting. This show is here to help you reconnect with the real why behind your podcast so you can keep showing up with clarity and confidence. This season, we're going to look at the five components of a strong why and how they play out in the real world of your show. Those five components are: 1, your podcast description; 2, your podcast purpose; 3, how your podcast ties into your overall business and marketing strategy; 4, the expected results you're looking for; and 5, your approach to creating the show in a way that supports your podcast why. We're going to take a look at each of these and connect them back to your podcast why in a calm, practical way. Today, we're going to start with the first one, your podcast description. Your podcast description is the front door to your why. It's the short block of text in the apps that tells your potential listener, here's who this is for, here's what it's about, and here's why it might matter to you. It's not just a marketing blurb. Done correctly, it's your podcast why turned outward. It's your compass and your promise written in plain language. The problem is most descriptions are either too vague, too generic, or too focused on the host instead of the listener. They sound like everyone else. If your description could be copied and pasted onto 10 other shows in your niche and still make sense, it's not doing its job. In this episode, I want to help you see your description as a simple, powerful tool for expressing your podcast why and give you a way to start fixing it if it's out of alignment. Let me share a composite story that will probably sound familiar. Imagine a host. We'll call him Chris. Chris has a podcast connected to his business. He's been doing it for a while, he cares about his listeners, and he has a decent catalog of episodes. Inside, his podcast why is actually stronger than he realizes. He wants to help a specific kind of client feel less overwhelmed, make better decisions, and see results over time. But if you look at his podcast description in the apps, it says something like this: Welcome to the show, a podcast about tips, insights, and conversations on business, marketing, and success. Join host Chris as he interviews experts and shares strategies to help you grow. Now, there's nothing offensive about that description, but it also is not saying much. It doesn't tell you who this show is really for. It doesn't say what problem it's helping with. It doesn't give you a clear promise for your why you should hit play. And it definitely doesn't capture the deeper podcast why that's actually driving Chris to show up. Behind the scenes, this is what's happening. Chris is frustrated with his numbers. He feels like listeners don't get it or aren't sticking around. He's not sure what to talk about next. When he talks, he has a lot of heart and a lot of clarity verbally, but its description in the app is generic and fuzzy. So we sat down and started from his strong why components. First, I asked about his podcast purpose. Why does this show exist? He said, I want to help small service-based business owners stop spinning in circles and make a simple, realistic marketing plan they can actually follow. That's a lot more specific than tips and insights on business marketing and success. Second, I asked how the show fits into his overall business marketing strategy. He said, honestly, I want the podcast to be the place where people who are overwhelmed by marketing can go. And trust me, if they listen for a few weeks, they should feel like I understand their world and can help them. So this isn't just random content. It's meant to be a relationship builder for a specific audience. Third, we talked about expected results. I asked, what outcomes are you actually hoping the podcast will create? He said, I'd love for listeners to feel less confused, have a clearer path, and eventually book a call to see if it makes sense. But even if they never hire me, I want them to feel more in control. Again, very different from grow your business and succeed. Finally, we talk about his approach to creating the show. He lights up when he says, the episodes that feel best to me are when I break things down simply and talk like I'm sitting across from a client, not giving a keynote. That's important. His podcast why wants a conversational, grounded tone, not jargon and hype. Once we surface those four pieces, we go back to the first component, the podcast description, and ask, how could we express all of that clearly and simply in 3 to 5 sentences? We shift the focus from him to the listener, and from vague benefits to a clear promise. His revised description ends up sounding more like, if you're a small service-based business owner who feels overwhelmed by marketing advice, this podcast is for you. I'm Chris, and each week I break down simple, realistic strategies to help you stop spinning and start making progress. No hype, no endless funnels, just honest conversations and practical steps so you can feel more in control of your marketing and your business. Now, is that perfect? No. But notice what changed. It names who the show is for. It names the problem they're feeling. It names the promise, what changes if they stick around. It hints at his approach, simple, realistic, honest, practical. In other words, his description has become a short public expression of his podcast why and of those five components. It's no longer a podcast about tips and insights. It's a front door that actually leads into the house he's built. Now let's make this practical for you. You don't need to write the perfect description today, but you can take a clear, honest look at whether your current description is expressing your podcast why, or is it hiding it? Here's a simple way to start. Step one, copy your current podcast description into a document or a note. Get it out of the app and in front of you. Read it out loud once just to hear how it sounds. Step two, underneath it, write these five prompts, the five components of a strong why. One, podcast description. Does this text clearly say who the show is for and what they can expect? Two, podcast purpose. Is the deeper reason the show exists visible in any way or is it buried? Three, business marketing tie-in. Would a stranger be able to guess how this podcast connects to the rest of what you do? Four, expected results. Is there any hint of what might change for the listener if they stick around? Five, approach to creating. Does it sound like the way you actually show up on the mic, your tone, your style, your way of helping? Now, here's today's podcast why question. If a brand new listener only read your podcast description and never heard your voice, what would they believe your podcast why is? And does that match the podcast why you've been discovering for yourself? If the answer is not really or not at all, that's not a failure. That's just information. It means your description is out of sync with your engine and your compass. Your next step is simply to start writing it again so it names who it's for, what you help them with, how you tend to do that, and what might change for them over time. Think of your description as the short written version of the conversation you'd have with someone if they asked you, "What's your show about and why should I listen?" That's all it needs to be. If you'd like help diagnosing and rewriting your podcast description so it actually reflects your podcast why and supports your business, that's exactly the kind of work I do with podcasters. You can book a clarity call with me. Just head over to My Podcast Guy online and look for the Book a Clarity Call link. We'll look at your current description, your deeper podcast why, and those five components, and we'll craft language that fits you and speaks to the listener you really want. Thanks for listening to the Podcast Why. I'm Brett Johnson, My Podcast Guy, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.